Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 13th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important message for you. We're going to drop another nugget in your lap today. We want to talk about this month. We're in the month of March. This is a transcendental material month. This, by definition of the term March, and this is 2019, 2 plus 1, 3 plus 9 is 12. 2 plus 1 gives us, when we break down to 12, gives us 3. 3 is the number of creativity. So this is the month of creative marching, March. So we need to break down the energy or the frequency or the wave or the vibration that is right now downloaded inside of you so you can take advantage. Your opportunity, if you want to use that term, to take advantage of two, really one, Pisces primarily is a water month from February the 22nd through March the 21st. And then the next is the Aries of the Ram, which is March the 22nd through April the 21st on the zodiac sign. So we're getting two frequencies. Right now, we're still in the frequency of the Piscean age for this month. And then after the 22nd of March, we go into the Ram, the Aries, or the horn, which represents being brave, being independent, and being aggressive when it comes to moving forward creatively. So does this really have an effect on us? The first half of the month, this is the 13th, we're good through the 21st, which makes us the water bearer. That's the sensitivity, central, or more what we're coming out of with this age, which is this ability for us to march forward. Now, there is a plethora of information that talks about the astrological or the alignment of the stars or the planets and how they affect us here on Earth. And so your job is the ability to take advantage of and to understand there are certain times when there is a legitimate scientific evidence that supports the fact that our matrix or the universe is manipulated or affected by the alignment of certain planets and certain stars because it affects the magnetic field. Now, whether you under or understand the gravitational forces that heats up during this cosmological shift that fluctuates based upon the changing of the aeonic consciousness. Now, the thing that blows my mind is the ability for us to be on a planet or us to live a life without understanding of the life, myself included. That's why I've been getting into deeper studying of what I'm already aware of, which is going deeper into the solar system and understanding what happens or what occurs on a larger scale when the planets and the moon and all of this stuff, how does it have a direct effect on the path that we are on based upon the magnetic, the electromagnetic field? So it changes the field. So right now, the field, the frequency, the wave, the vibration that is in the air is March. March is the ability to walk in a regular stride. So if there's ever a time in your life that you wanted to make a quick, active, alert, prompt change, March is the time to do that. The opposite or the dark side of the March is mad. So you will find yourself being, you'll either be moving forward or you'll be becoming more mad. Because March is, underneath the word March is the word mark. And March is controlled by the month of Mars. And Mars is Martis in the ancient texts. And Martis comes from Heromoab, which means madness. That's why in basketball they call it March Madness. The reason that the basketball tournament is called on a collegiate level March Madness is it goes back to the ancient text that has to do with Heromoab, which from the Latin is Martius, or Martius, which means menace, like a menace to society, M-E-N-S-I-S, menace. So you got a choice today, brother. You have a choice today, sister, to be a menace to society, to fall for March Madness, or you can mark out your boundaries and your frontier. You can actually set a mark, and you can march by taking a regular steps, a regular stride, to march or to stride, to trample, to tread underfoot, to move in a specific purpose-based direction takes you in the direction of your goal using marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, which is a Latin term that means trampling underfoot, or trampling the foot. It means to cause to march. So there's a frequency or wave that causes you to march. And since this frequency of wave that causes you to march is underneath the numerology or the theology or the theomathematics or the biblical alphanumeric frequency of 2019, and 2 plus 1 is 3, 3 plus 9 is 12. We break down to 12, 1 plus 2 is 3, 3 is this creative creator. So you got this creative ability to move forward. Or you will be a menace to society and you will suffer from March Madness. The choice today, brothers and sisters, is huge because March Madness is the ability to understand what goes on in the, based upon the frequency or the wave or the vibration that is being released by the aconic or the archonic consciousness, which is due to the alignment of the, that affects the lives of frequencies and waves and vibrations or bodies of water on Earth. How much water is inside of your body? Answer, 70 to 80%. So you have this water inside of the body that's affected by, again, this planetary retrograde or the alignment or the kind of resonance that is being released based upon all of the legitimate scientific evidence that supports that there are celestial beings that affect terrestrial bodies, that's you and me, on this dimension. And so your ability to understand how the frequency of waves or vibrations during a specific change of the month affects you on a biological or a spiritual level. And so when we look at Aries, which is the last half of the month, and the Piscean, which is the first half of the month, because the month of March, so you are moving forward with a different creative energy, frequency, wave of vibration. And so now we got to look at the fact that when we're talking about March, and we're talking about frequency, and we're talking about waves, and we're talking about vibration, we're under this frequency or this wave or this vibration of a specific numeric expression. That's what all of this is about. So this is the expression of the three, also of the year that we're in. So we are in the year of the three. So all this year, you got to keep in mind that this is the year of creativity. So if there ever was a time in your life that you want to make an adjustment or a change or to move forward in your life, 2019 is it. So the Kingdom Men and our Training Center, you're in a perfect space right now. So now we've got to look at the strengths and the weaknesses of this year. So the strengths of this year is this is a year of creativity. This is a year of sociability. This is a year of optimism. This is a year of the communicator. This is the year for you to be able to effectively communicate with others. This is the year of building community and building relationships on the dark side of 2019. So the positive side of 2019. So 2019, again, this is this month. And like in every each month, there's a different frequency of wave or that's being released to help either move you creatively forward or to stifle you with creative madness or menaceness or ineffectiveness. So the dark side of this year is, one, lack of focus. You will notice and you will find that you're going to be struggling to maintain focus. You're going to be all over the place. The second of the three negative attributes, if you want to use the word negative, the opposite of, again, optimism, which is the strength of 2019, is pessimism. So now the glass is half full. And so now you tend to think with your heart rather than your head. Now, that's not a bad thing. But it's used as a bad thing. Because remember, there's no such thing as good or evil. There's just a such thing as different. There's a thing as purpose and authority. So you should think in terms of purpose and in terms of authority instead of in terms of good, in terms of bad. So you got purpose or you got authority. So if you're doing things because somebody told you to, that's authority. If you're doing things because your gut is telling you, that's passion, that's purpose. So something should be bubbling up in your spirit. That's the big G, telling you march, move forward with a step-by-step stride. In other words, you don't run one day and then walk. The Bible says walk, then say run. Walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's a lot of people who run. They grow tired. The race is not won, according to the scripture, by the swift, but it is won by he who endures to the end. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. That's the problem I had. See, I'm a sprinter. I like short distance really, really fast. But the universe is for a marathon runner. It's not designed for a sprinter. So you need a systematic. Now, I didn't say structured. I said systematic. Because remember, patterns create power, but the power is from the archons, because the archons are pattern makers. The Father is spontaneous. The archons are patternists. So patterns are power, but the power comes from authority. The authority is stay in this box, Negro. That's the authority. The authority is structure. Now, I am not against structure. I just know that most times we structure out God, the forefather. So when you create a structure, or it's called a emanation in the ancient text, that's simply the archonic, or what is called archonicism. So anytime you get into archonicism, or becoming what is called a getting into anarchism, that's form of or part of archons. And so it is this ability to over and understand how is it that your consciousness is being manipulated by the effect of the archons, which limit or prohibits you from marching or moving forward. So this is a part of the Akari, because this, remember when I talked about the Akari and I talked about the Aeonic and the Archonic? So Aeonic and Archonic consciousness paradigm boxes. So the ability to form, remember the movie I mentioned yesterday when I talked about the movie Inception? So in the movie Inception, everything that you do is planted inside of you, but you don't know it. So the planters, that's part of the archons and a part of the aeonic consciousness that's based upon this magical, I'm going to use the word magical, formula that brings about a spiritual awareness that is fake, because it's messianic. It's not based upon the big G. It's based upon how darkness is structured. This is called structured dogmatics. This is getting to some serious transcendentalism, which is the ability to that it's been constructed. It's how you can control somebody without them aware that you are being controlled. This month is designed to destroy all of that. So how do we destroy something that we don't even know exists? You destroy it by being authentic, by being your true authentic self. See, the enemy just wants you to be another pig in the wall. He just wants you to be another cog in the wheel. He just wants you to be another number. You go to a job, he works for a big corpse. A corporation is a corpse. It's dead. That's why it's called a fictitious person. So the enemy wants you to work for dead. Dead and dark is the same thing. So if he can get you to work for the corpse or the corporation, you're just another number. It's just like in sports. If you get hurt, next, you're only as good as what you can do for me right now. That there is no love. It's just performance. Long as you can perform and long as you can jump through that hoop, you're good. You're an asset. But the moment you stop jumping through that hoop, the moment you stop doing what I say, the moment you start to exercise free will, the moment that you have a thought, the moment that you ignore the language, the moment that you have a thought that's original, the moment that you step outside of the dominant culture and go against what is planned, the planned parenthood, the moment that you go against the planned parent, the parent, the pair that rents, Zabato and Samaya, the pair that is renting you, the parent, the moment that you go against the pair that rents the parent, the planned parent, the moment that you decide to exercise a thought that's original, then you're acting on purpose. You're not acting on authority. You're not bowing down to the reverend, the doctor, the bishop. You're not bowing down to authority. You're exercising purpose. That's what this month is for. This month is for you to step outside of the hive mind and exercise your individual consciousness. This is how you step outside of the dark mass or dark ether, and you start to stage, or you start to establish your own God-given purpose. Now, specifically, because it's one thing to have ideals and theories. That's all great. But at the end of the day, either your dog hunts or it doesn't. So the dark side of 2019 is lack of focus, being a pessimist, and there is no creativity due to a lack of communication. Because the three primary strengths of 2019 is creativity, optimism, and the ability to communicate. That's what this year is about. This year is about your social, I'm going to use the word social justice or social connectivity, for lack of a better term. Platform, building communities, magnetism, how, individuality. What does that mean? Going inside and find out your one attribute or characteristic that is given to you by your father. And then you be that. Because the universe, the harmonious arrangement, they don't want you to be an individual. They want you to be a conformer. They want you to conform to the pattern of this world. The Bible says, be not conformed. Be ye not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of the mind. How do you renew the mind? By connecting with the design. The way that you renew the mind is to connect with your individual design. Somebody should write that down. The way that you renew the mind is to connect with your individual design. And let me say it again. I don't think you got it. So the enemy knows this. He knows that we do not have the ability to renew the mind. We can't move forward. We can't march. This is the month of March. You should be marching, moving forward spiritually. You should be renewing the mind. So the way that you renew the mind is according to your design. So if you don't know your design, that one attribute or characteristic, I talked about mine yesterday, which is assurance, which is another word for faith, which is another word for confidence. It doesn't matter what word you use, what matters is the substance that you contain. So out of the nine gifts of the Spirit, which one do you got? Because that allows you to march forward. So remember the word march. This is the month that we're in. This month, you should be moving forward with a regular pace. You should be in stride. This means to stride. It means to trample. It means to tread underfoot. So that old you, you should be treading it underfoot. You should be dropping the hammer. You should be moving forward towards a mark. It means to mark out. It means to delimit. It means to have a common boundary that allows you to stride alongside, march. Everybody should be marching where? Spiritward. That's the frequency or the wave of the vibration that's been sent by the forefather. So the forefather knows what you have need of before you even ask. So the forefather has already designed a system in place that's going to move you in a direction where you can connect with him. Each and every one of us have one of these nine attributes. You either have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the gift of faith, assurance, gift of healing, gift of miracles, gift of prophecy, gift of discernment, the gift of communication, the gift of communication of that communication, the gift to didactically break down what is said or what has already been said. Now, if you notice, out of these nine, I have three. Three of those that immediately stand out. Because remember, healing is Healing is the ability to create peace. Miracles is the ability to establish a step-by-step system. Discernment is the ability to discern frequency or wave of vibration. Communication is what I'm doing right now. And the ability to interpret communication is just another word for etymology. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have one major. My major gift is three, assurance. So I have it, and I instill it in there. So when I talk, it makes you feel something. And what do you feel like, damn, you know what? If God can do it, shoot, maybe I can do it. That's called confidence. That's all I do. I got every different, I have book shows, everything I do. At the end of the day, it comes down to you walk away with confidence. And the way that you get the confidence is from the gift of knowledge, which is another gift. And the way that I'm able to do it is by another gift that I have, which is discernment, number seven. So if you really look at it, I have gift number two, gift number three, and then gift number seven. Because that allows me to exercise gift number two, which is knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom are very, very close. Remember, wisdom is the application of the knowledge. Knowledge is the ability to know, not believe. So I'm a knower because I used to be a believer. So remember, you can tell what gift you have by what flaw you got. So what's your flaw? What's the number one problem you got? That's your gift. Just flip it. So I never have stability growing up. So flip it. Stability, assurance, positivity. Being optimism, that's faith. So wisdom, what's the opposite? That means wisdom, remember, is applied knowledge. So if you got inertia, that means you got wisdom. What is inertia? The inability to take action. Oh, you know what to do, but you don't do it. That's wisdom. Number two, now remember, this is how you move forward, because this is the month of moving forward, but something is stopping you from moving forward. You can't move forward if you don't know. That's how you grow. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. Evidence is ease and flow. Flow comes from what you know. What you know allows you to grow. No grow, no know. No, no flow. No flow, no purpose. So, again, the dark side is how you find the light. You stay in the dark until you can see. You stay in the dark until the dark is afraid of you. The dark, you stay in the dark until you remove the dark. How? By turning into light. Light destroys dark. Don't believe me? Go into a dark room and flip on the light. And when you flip on the light, when you turn on the light, where does the darkness go? Email me that answer when you figure that out. If you walk into a room and you turn on the light, where does the darkness go? There is no darkness. Darkness is the absence of a thing. Darkness is not a thing, contrary to popular belief. There are a lot of people that's afraid of non-things. Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is the absence of a thing. Light is the thing. The absence, if I take the light, if I'm in a room and I got a candle with me, everywhere I go, bam, light shows. When I leave, when I take the light away, then darkness appears. When I bring the light back, darkness disappears. That's you. You light. You're light. The Bible says you are a candle that sits upon a hill. So the opposite of wisdom is the inability to take action. That's how you know you got wisdom. Because you know what to do, but you scarred. That's why you don't take action. Number two, knowledge. What's the opposite of knowledge? Ignorance. Remember, Samael, how was he created? Ignorance. Out of ignorance, Samael said that I am the only God on the planet. Yabato, we just broke down that whole seven-hour series. So evil is not evil. Evil is ignorance. But evil has to make you think it got power. Evil is ignoring power or good. No such thing as evil. Evil is the absence of good, contrary to popular belief. Therefore, if you walk around teaching good and evil, they're both the same thing. Because there's no such thing as evil, there's only good. So when you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the cosmic author is playing a trick on you. Because, hey, he knows that you think there's polarity. There is no such thing as polarity. There's only universal oneness. Hero is where the Lord your God is one. When you remove God, what's ever left after he's gone, that's what you call evil. So gnosis or knowledge is ignorance. So if you got a lot of ignorance, bam, that's how you know your gift is knowledge. And then we already broke down number three, faith. We know that faith is you have no stability, zero. That means you, that means that you're wishy-washy. You're not stable. If you come from an environment of that was totally no stability, you would need to move forward in establishing assurance. Right. Number four, healing. Healing means ease. So if you move, if you come from an environment where there was no easy, ease not meaning effort. Ease meaning state of mind, meaning that you was always, you had a sense of anxiety. That means you care for a lot of people. That you know that your gift is healing. Because healing, again, dis-ease is the opposite of healing. Healing is establishing ease, peace of mind. So the gift of healing is the gift of establishing peace of mind. And then there's the fruits of these gifts, which we talked about again on yesterday, so we're not going to go over that again, but that's the proof that you got the gift. So if you got the gift of healing, you can tell because you got the gift of patience or long-suffering. That's how you know that that's your gift. That's the one word that you should move forward creatively. Move forward creatively. Move forward creatively. Forward is spirit word. Move in the direction of spirit. Creatively. Spirit is a group of related thoughts. That means all of your brain is immersed in moving mind. So I'm establishing creative assurance. I'm like an insurance, and it's interesting because I spent a lot of years selling insurance, which is assurance. Interesting that I went into a career. Before that, remember, I was in corrections and law enforcement. What does that do? That, no, remember, when I was a cop, on my badge it said peace and serve, peace and protect. That establishes what? Assurance. You are, now remember, the word assurance basically is another word for peace. So my whole life, I've been doing my purpose. So have you. Now, right now, you're doing your purpose, and you're looking for purpose. Right now, you say, Doc, I don't know what to do. And I know exactly what you do, what you should do, because right now you're not doing it. So right now you're listening to me, and you know what to do, but you're not doing it. That means that you got the gift of wisdom. So you should write a book. You should do a blog. You should do a YouTube video. You should, you know, business cards. You should do a cookbook. You should do fashion. Dance, you have to come up with a creative way to move your gift forward. This is the month of coming up with a creative way to move your gift forward. This is the month. Don't miss this opportunity to come up with a creative way to move your gift forward. This is the month, not next month, this month. We're midway through the month of March to move forward, step by step to move forward. The month of March. Now, remember, if you really have to look, the word assurance is a state of being assured. It's a state of having certainty in the mind. I've never had that. Every day, I'm in a battle. You know what's so crazy is every day, the enemy tells me, what you're doing is not going to work. And every day, I go look at my PayPal account. Now I say, yep, it's working. And every day, I look at my clients and say, yep, it's working. Every day, I get a testimonial or I talk to somebody. I was talking to one of my new clients. And she was sharing with me the impact that the program positively was having on her life and her friends and her family. So every day the enemy tells me, though, dude, your program is not working. And every day I got to remind myself. Now, you would think after 50-plus years of doing this that the enemy would leave me alone, but he doesn't. And he's not going to leave you alone either. He wants you to move backwards. He doesn't want you to move forward creatively. Because what I do is establish confidence in the mind, establish freedom from self-doubt, freedom from fear, freedom from, because remember, self-confidence is, I'm going to use the word brash, not boast. You get the B-R-A-S-H, brashness. Assurance is just like insurance. That's why all my jobs, so my question to you is, what job do you got? Because your job that you're doing right now reveals your purpose. that you should be moving forward during this month. It's extremely important because right now, your purpose is hidden in the dark side of your giftedness. So we left off with the gift of healing. Next is the gift of miracles. So that somebody listening to me right now, your gift is miracles. Now, remember, what is a miracle? A miracle is something that is done that supposedly can't be done, right? And the gift of miracles is gentleness. So you know that you have this gift if you have or if you establish what we call gentleness. Now, gentleness is a mild, or gentleness is a softness. Gentleness is a lighten or lightness. It's a tolerance. It's a quality of, I'm going to use the word, humaneness, because gentleness is really interesting. Out of all of the attributes that you should be moving forward, gentleness is a disposition of kindness or fondness. It's a mental disposition that is founded or based upon strength and love. So if you have no strength, mental strength, and you have no love, then that's how you know your gift is miracles. Because remember, miracles is patterns that bring about faith. So faith is a mental disposition. Miracles is the walking of that mental disposition. Strength. So miracles, remember the dark side of the gift that you should be moving forward. If you got the gift of miracles, a miracle is me, I'm a miracle. Why? 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I was hoping that I could get to where I am right now. So the fact that I got here, some people say, man, that's a miracle. Nope, it's a miracle for people who don't understand the science behind how I got here. So for people who don't understand the electromagnetic spectrum, they say electricity is a miracle. No, it's not a miracle. It's just the result of physics and science. So somebody who has this gift, they understand physics. They understand science. They understand patterns. They understand how stuff. So if you lose 30 pounds in 30 days, for some people, that's a miracle. If you have the gift of miracles, it's not. You can break down a step-by-step process by which you lose 1 pound a day in 30 days. That equals 30. Now, for the person who don't understand the process, that's the, ooh, wow. They look at you like, dude, that is a miracle. No, it's not a miracle, bro. It's a result of marching step by step every day, getting up, you know, eating right, drinking lots of water, going to the gym, exercising, burning more calories than I consume, and eating, you know, fresh raw, you know, green leafy vegetables, you know, colorful fruits, preferably non-cooked, you know, distilled water, putting in maybe some MMS in there, taking my minerals and vitamins. All of that stuff, that's a miracle. But it's not. It's a system. Miracle workers are systems. So if you don't got no systems, that's how you know you got the gift of miracles. Because you like systems, you just don't got one. Because you're distracted from applying and moving forward. So, March is about removing distractions. So March isn't about doing anything. March is about removing something. What do you need to remove out your life, brother? What is it or who is it? Is it that fine filly with the big badonkey-donk that got you distracted, my brother? Or my sister? Is it that tall drink of chocolate that you see at the gym that got you confused so that you can't perform the miracles that you put on a plan to do? What's number six? Prophecy. I love this one. I got a little touch of that one. Prophecy. What is the dark side of prophecy? So prophecy is somebody can tell the future. So what's the opposite of that? That was a box rock. I can tell you, I can walk up to you and say, I'm going to give you $10 and have the $10 in my hand. And I'm going to say, I'm going to give you the $10 if you, you know, cut my grass. And I'm going to give you the lawnmower, give you the gas. And then like I said, all you got to do is put forth the effort. I'm going to communicate the message to you with inspiration, and provide you with the ability to understand the message, and you can't grab it. You're still gonna be like, no, man, I don't think if I cut your grass, you're gonna give me the $10. No, I'm gonna give you $10. I'm telling you, I'm gonna give you the 10. I promise you that we can sign a contract. See, prophecy is the ability to say a specific thing that's going to happen. Inspiration. So, guess what? The dark side of prophecy is the inability to say the obvious thing. Like, I can say with 100%, 1,000% confidence that tomorrow is going to be March the 14th, Thursday of 2019. I can prophesy right now. So I'm going to prophesy to everybody. Tomorrow, if you're still here, it will be Thursday, March the 14th of 2019. I'm telling you the future, specific thing that is going to happen. So if you can't grasp that, that's how you know you got that gift. That means you're not operating in it. You're operating in the dark side. So instead of telling me a specific thing that's going to happen, what you're doing is you're telling me specific things that are not going to happen. So you're a pessimist instead of being an opposite, an optimist. So instead of moving forward, you're moving backwards. If you're moving backwards, if nothing's working in your life, you probably got to get the prophecy. But you're scarred. Because this is the month that you should be prophesying. Now, prophesying, you don't know what prophesying really is? It's importing inspiration through interpretation. That's prophecy. Prophecy is not telling people specific things that's going to happen. Prophecy is establishing specific frequencies that's needed to make shizness happen. Somebody should write that down. That's prophecy. A prophet is not somebody who's going to tell you that tomorrow is going to rain and you're going to win the lottery. And that's not a prophet. That's just, you know, somebody that's a fortune teller. A prophet is somebody that's going to import words to you. They're going to interpret a revelation for you. They're going to take a scripture that says, you know, something that I've been doing, and they can say it in a manner that through their interpretation of the divine revelation, it brings about inspiration. That's a prophet. A prophet is somebody that's able to foresee, somebody that's able to foretell frequency, not even. And through the importing in spirit, to put something in your spirit, and you bring about unfulfilled prophecy. Because remember when the boy appeared to Jesus and said, you know, hey, I'm a man that give order, and you don't even have to go to my daughter. If you just say the word, I know my daughter will be healed because I know how the law works. So he was just saying, just send your energy. And he said that his belief made his daughter heal, not Jesus. See, Jesus was the inspiration that allowed people to develop the interpretation of the revelation. Somebody should write that down. Jesus represents inspiration so that way you can develop the interpretation to provide your own revelation. You heal your own self. Now, remember in the movie Inception, they planted an idea that was totally opposite of somebody else's will, and they thought the idea was theirs, so therefore the planters manipulate your own conscious. Remember, renew the mind according to their design, not according to the planner. So if you don't know your design, so if I get an idea that says, you know, stop teaching and, you know, go save the whales in Zimbabwe, well, I know that that ideal is an implant because that ideal is total opposite of my design. So that's the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is to interpret revelation so that way it can provide inspiration. So that the person that has the inspiration, they are now inspiration. They're inspired. That's in spiritus. They are in the spirit. They can walk in the spirit. They can march in the spirit. And guess what? They won't fulfill the lust of their flesh. So they can override any disposition, any disease themselves. And they do it themselves. But they don't know that they're doing it themselves. They think that Jesus is healing them when actually Jesus said it is done unto you as you believe. Now, remember, we read in John 5:30, Jesus says, of myself, I can do nothing, no thing. It's by my Father. So it is the Father that does this through the frequency and the waves of the planet that's put in a cyclical rotation to provide you different energy and frequencies throughout the 12 years, I mean the 12 months. So if you don't understand how the Father amplifies water, is it whose fault is it? So I can explain cosmology, and you think, ooh, that's a miracle, brother. No, it's not a miracle. It's cosmology. But if you don't understand it, you think it's a miracle. So remember, today's technology was yesterday. Those were yesterday's miracles. Now we can explain things, so it's not a miracle anymore. But yesterday when we couldn't explain it, oh, man, you're going to do brain surgery and do this? Oh, man, we got World Wide Web. When I was young, I went to the library. We had something called a card catalog. We went to the library. They had the books with the ISBN number on it. You look at the number. You went to an aisle. You found the book, and you sat down, and you read it. So when I did research, I took out books, and I opened them up, and I highlighted Shiznit, and I wrote it down. Now, who do research, they go watch YouTube videos. And they go, when I was a kid, what I'm doing right now was a miracle. I got a handheld computer right now. When I was a kid growing up, we had beepers on our hip. Beep, 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 and we stopped and pulled over, and we used a payphone. Kids don't even know what payphones are. Ask the kid what is a payphone. Ask them what is a beeper. They're going to look at you like you're on drugs. They don't even know what it is. Technology brings about and establishes what you and I call miracles, which brings us to number 7. Remember, dark side of prophecy, because there's somebody in that darkness right now. And that is the inability to interpret revelation to provide inspiration. That's what a prophet is. So right now, if you have no interpretation, if you have no revelation, if you have no inspiration, you know that's your gift. Now, when I say you don't have it, mean from birth, you've been struggling in that area all your life. It just didn't pop up yesterday. It's been since birth. You was born in it. That's how you know your gift. Because what you was born in the dark, because the enemy, he fights you at birth. He try to steal your gift at birth. If you Johnny come lately to, like if I had been born into a secure environment, and I was, you know, one of them, you know, silver spoon babies, and I was had generational wealth, and then something happened at 18, and I lost everything, that don't count. It was born. You was born into it. When I was born, we had no running water. We had no electricity. I didn't know if I was going to eat or not. All of the stuff that brings about a stable environment. So from birth, so you got to go all the way back. That's how you find your gifts. 7, discernment. That's a big one, because the discernment, the way the fruit of discernment is faith, assurance. So the way that you get faith is by having discernment. What is discernment? The ability to actually read spirits. What is the ability to read spirits? The ability that when somebody come up, you don't listen to what they say, you sense. So when I was a little kid, I could tell, Uncle Jimmy, that fool, yep, you don't want to be along with him. Something's off. Now when you was a kid, you don't know. Whole time Uncle Jimmy is walking around and then all the little girls in the family. Now, when I was a kid, I could sense that. I could see stuff. That's discernment. That's a lesser gift. So discernment is the ability to read energy, frequency, waves of vibration. That just simply means you're an empath. So another word for discernment is empathic. Another word for empathic is empathetic. So right now, if you ain't got no empathy, right now, you don't give a beep about nobody, no thing. I mean, if you was born that way, if you was raised in an environment where you just don't give a flying banana about nothing, you just operate in the dark side of your gift. So the enemy, he attacked you at birth, so that way you don't connect with your true God-given gift. What is empathy? What is an empath? It's the capacity to understand or to feel what another person is experiencing. So if you're an empath, if you got the gift of discernment, you just, like I used to, when I ride past homeless people, I'm like, damn, and you know, I just, my heart would just go out to them. Stray dogs and cats and all that stuff, you're empathic. So an empath has the ability to absorb other people's emotions. They are very highly sensitive. So if you're not highly sensitive, you are. You're just not operating in your gift. And then the last two, 89, is the ability to communicate. The Bible calls it tongues. And then the ability to interpretation, to interpret what those tongues say. So 9 diverse kinds. That means a degree. That means you got the gift of gab. So again, that's kind of a lesser gift that I have as well. That's the ability to communicate, the ability to talk, and to change your talk according to the audience. So if I was doing today's message and I was at Harvard or Yale, my language would be totally different. Now, if I was doing today's message and I was downtown at, you know, a homeless shelter, today's my communication would be totally different. If I was back home in the hood with my homeboys, yo, dog, what's up, homeboy? My language would be totally different. If I was at the White House, totally different. So I'm able to I got diverse kinds of tongues. I got the ability to change my speech to fit my audience. I need to move forward with that if that's my gift. And then there's some people who can interpret can interpret when I'm in the hood speaking hood. They can interpret it for Harvard. Or if I'm at Harvard speaking Harvard, they can take the message from Harvard and interpret it for the hood. Meaning you can change the message. Even though if you read a book that, like, if I go to IRS.gov right now, that's written by lawyers. So I can go in and I can interpret what is written. That's why I did the series on how to legally pay no taxes. And I went to the IRS.gov and I interpreted what was on the IRS website. And I broke it down into layman terms so that way everybody can understand it and implement it and hopefully save and pay no taxes. That's a gift. But before, I couldn't do that. That's why I know I have the gift to do that. So the devil takes you through, or the father allows the enemy to take you through the opposite of the gift, so that way you can develop your muscles. How do you build muscle? Resistant training. That's what you're in right now. March is the month of building muscles, your spiritual muscles. So how do you build muscles? Resistance, called adversity. If you want to build muscle fast, guess what you do? You lift heavy. So if you want to grow fast, guess what you do? You got heavy adversity. Oh, okay, what had happened was I ain't trying to go through no adversity, Doc. I'm looking for easy street, homeboy. So you got to march forward through heavy adversity. That's the key to success. What? Another way of saying it, as I've been saying for about a good year now, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Me, I'm very comfortable with being uncomfortable. I like uncomfortable so much that I all now uncomfortable and comfortable are the same to me. Because uncomfortable is just a state of mind. It's the whole, like, oh boy, that coming to the forefront with some of his, you know, with the Wim Hof method of breathing. And Wim Hof, who does all this stuff, mind over matter. So he puts himself in a mental state that's different from the physical environment. Excuse me. And I do the same thing spiritually. So in order to march forward creatively, is you ignore the outside demonstration and you are so immersed in the inside revelation that the outside demonstration has no effect on you. That's very important. Somebody should write that down. That is the key to creatively moving spiritward, is that in the face of extreme adversity, you are able to go deeper internally into your gift, because your power comes from your gift. So the ability that in the face of extreme lack of knowledge, number one, words of wisdom, to go inside and find wisdom, to go inside and find knowledge, to go inside and find faith, to go inside and find peace for healing, to go inside and find a step-by-step process to perform something that's impossible, a miracle, to go inside and tell yourself what's going to happen, even though somebody else is telling you, you know, you're going to die from this disease. The gift of prophecy is you go in and you tell yourself you're going to live because of this cure. So you got a battle going on. Prophecy is a gift to call those things that are not as though they were through the interpretation that gives revelation that results in inspiration. That's a prophet. Then the divers, the discerning of spirits, which is discernment, which is the ability to discern frequencies, the way their vibration comes up. Oh, that's not a good investment for me. Why? I don't know, man. Everybody else is saying, hey, jump on this. You're saying, now something in my gut is telling me don't jump on it. So guess what you're going to do? You're going to discern the spirit. And then understanding different languages and the interpretation of those different languages, which is just different ways of saying understanding frequency. So how to move forward creatively, how to overcome adversity and march forward with purpose towards your destiny. The ability to overcome adversity is the ability to connect with the God-given gift, because the gift is not a gift. The gift is an attribute. Ooh, let me say that again. The gift is not a gift. The gift is an attribute. One more time. The gift is not a gift. The gift is actually an attribute. So how do you move forward creatively? Align with your attribute. What is an attribute? The attribute is the thing that allows you to be the cause. Ooh-wee. Let me break that down. Remember the word be cause? Now you go down, what is the word attribute means assignment. It means bestowment. It comes from a Latin word, attributus, B-U-T-U-S. The word attra and then butus, attributus. So attra is assigned to. Butra is bestowal or tribute. It's the assigned tribute. Oh, y'all didn't get it? Okay, let me break it down a little bit further. The attribute is not a thing. The attribute is a word that I mentioned before that is a theology destroyer. And this is the understanding of the word A-E-O-N. Somebody should write that down. Now remember, this is how you get out of Groundhog's Day. This is how you destroy. So this is called A-E-O-N. A-A-on, A-E-O-N. So this is called aeonic consciousness, or an aeon. So in the ancient texts, the aeon was a view that was that of spirit that had been inserted into matter. It was a fragment or a figment of a deity. Let me say that again. It's a fragment or a figment, F-I-G-M-E-T, of a deity. Let me say that again, an attribute. An attribute is a transfer of large amounts of psyche into one place. Let me say that again. Father Testament. Again, we're talking about an aeon. This is called aeonic consciousness. Aeonic. So what the Father did is he transferred a piece, a fragment of himself, and he put it in you. So it's not an attribute of the Father. It is the Father, the forefather in you right now. That's God. So God cut out a piece of himself and put it in you in the form of what we call an attribute. It's an attribute. Butus is the assign. It is the bestowal of God in humanity. You, the attributus. It is a. I'm gonna use the word magical, transformative, electromagnetic spectrum that manifests inside of you. That's what makes you conscious. That's what makes you spirit. So your ability to exist in this dimension as a living organism is based upon the fragment of consciousness or spirit that is downloaded inside of you. It is the essence of the Father placed inside of a body of dirt. That allows you to be superior. It allows you to exercise superiority over earthly life. So the Father, he put a piece of himself to guarantee. The Bible calls this a down payment. He left his spirit inside of you as a down payment to show you that you're here, to show you that you belong to him. So that spirit is the ultimate reality. So the whole material world is a theater. Remember the word theater? It's the word T-H-E-O. There was no consonant. I mean, there was no vowels in the ancient text. So they just put in vowels that they thought would be theater is the word, really is the word theo. Take out the A and put in the O. It's T-H-E-O. It's theo there. So this, the world is a theater for God. So God there, God here. God, remember, the name of God means Y-H-S, Y-H-S-V-H, God eternal within the body. So God put himself inside of a body. The word became flesh and dwelt among men. That's what the Bible says. So when you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels, what is this treasure? The Christos. Remember, it's the word Christos. Christos means Christos. It is XY chromosome inside of your body. Chromosome. It's the song, or it's the sound of chrome. Kronos, which is one of the gods in Greek. It's the chromosomes of God downloaded into a body of man that we call Christ, which is the Christos, the Christos, or the cross. So your job is to connect with the cross. Pick up your cross. You got to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Follow Yahushua. That's your marching orders for March 2019. You should march. How? Deny your flesh. Pick up your cross. That's the attribute that's placed inside of you by the big G, the forefather. So that way your earthly life is based upon a frequency. And it's not just merely just a result of the three F's of fun, fighting, and effing, but you're operating on a higher force, for lack of a better term, a higher consciousness. This is a theater of God. This is the place by which God inhabits. He's in you. He's operating through you, and he's manifesting himself as you. You are an individual expression of God on earth. Drop mic. Exit stage left. That is you, boo-boo. Your energy forms and creates mass and matter based upon the data that's inside of the brain. You are the cause of every effect in your life. You control your biology or your behavior. Be-have. You be-have your behavior. Your behavior, be-have. So whatever you have, that's what you be. Be-have. Be-have or. Behave or. Behavior is be-have or. So to him that has, more shall be given. So your behavior is based upon what you have. If you don't think you have nothing, then you don't got nothing. Your behavior is reduced to biology, and biology is reduced to chemistry, and chemistry is reduced to physics, and physics is reduced to mathematics, and mathematics is reduced to mind, and mind is reduced to consciousness, and consciousness is reduced to electrochemical events that happen inside of the brain that establishes the spiritual world, or that's connected into the spiritual world, which is based upon the word that's placed inside of the head. Change your words, data, change your world, because data establishes matter. Your matter is your data. So the spirit world is just nothing but the imagination. The imagination establishes your reality, just like this says in the movie Inception. So March 2019, this is the month for you to creatively move forward. And the way that you creatively move forward is to be the individual expression of God on earth. not the collective. They want you to lose yourself through conformity. The hive mind says, oh, just join a big corpse and become a number. You're just a pig in the wheel. But the big G said, no. You are an individual expression of God. Carry yourself as such. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Brothers and sisters, if you could over, under, and understand, you would change the magical paradigm that is simply the result of insufficient vocabulary. Your vocabulary, your vocal library is insufficient. Vocal. Now remember, I broke that word down already. It's the word vocal, V-O-C-A-R. When we get the word voic, V-O-X, that means voice. So the voice, my sheep, they hear my voice. And they follow me. The word voice, abracadabra, I create what I speak. If you got an insufficient vocabulary of the vocal, if your library is insufficient, your transcendental, the ability to transcend the mental is limited. Brothers and sisters, the fundamental basis of all reality is based upon your mentality. The ether is information structures, or the ether is a vocabulary of information that structures matter in a manner that is capable of emitting a particular frequency wave of vibration that is interpreted based upon the imagination of the sender. Meaning, I see you as you emit you. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. I see you as you be you. So your behavior is be, have, your. So you have be. What you have is what you be. Since you have not, you be not. So if you can change your state of mind with the fundamentals of your vocab library, the library of your vocabulary, if you can change the library of your vocabulary, you can change and you can move forward. That's how you get out of Groundhog's Day. That's how you keep stop repeating the same thing over and over again. Renew the mind according to the design. You don't just renew your mind according to something else because it doesn't allow you to shine. But if you renew your mind according to your design, if you get in contact with the true attributes that are placed inside of you by God, if you contact the true authentic attribute that changes the description of the information that creates the structures that you call mass or matter, or you create the structures that establishes your mass or matter, and you are emitting through your heart a frequency or wave that's in that pattern. Boom, 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 boom. That pattern sends out a frequency. That's how I see you. That's the sympathetic resonance. That's the Schumann resonance that's based upon patterns, because patterns establishes your power on this dimension. Brothers and sisters, this is March of 2019. This is the year of creative, step-by-step, moving forward in the direction of the spirit, or moving spiritward. For more information, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Masterteacher33. May the Heavenly Father, the Big G, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, my brothers. May the Ruach lead you and guide you into all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you.
Yeah.
It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?